Blog Talk Radio.
There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her, and she told that old sister, "Sister, you're in so much pain. Why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the stories of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife, but she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can't imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
touch me, turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust
him.
No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you wanna fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing."
Before I take it back, I'll add more.
What about those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king said, "Better bow down before that image that day"? Yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eyes, with no fear.
Nothing.
I won't let nothing, no,
turn me around.
No, no weapon formed against me to prosper. See, there's one thing I know. Sometimes we gotta go through the fire, but it's good to know Jesus will be right there by your side. I'm not gonna let nothing, no, no, no.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Patrick Metlock. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ here in Southgate, Michigan, where we are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. I appreciate you, Danielle, for what you do every day, what you've done now for several years. And just may God continue to bless you and to keep you. Brother Bradshaw, appreciate the work that you have done and that you continue to do there in the Atlanta suburban area. And thank you for sharing this platform with me and with others. We also want to make sure that we're showing gratitude to the various ones of you who have called in at 319-527-6203 on the Blog Talk Radio platform. And for those of you who are on the Facebook end of this, you may want to note that, so that if I do run into problems going on Facebook Live, you can still hear it audibly and live by calling. I'll repeat the number, 319-527-6203. And I know various ones that are calling the line might actually be calling a slightly different number, but there are a couple of two, three numbers that will successfully get you on. That's the only one. That's the one I call in on to get on the line so I can deliver these messages. So that's the one that I know in particular. As well as if you're interested in archival versions of not just my sessions, but any of the sessions, because as Danielle indicated, this is something that is done Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., not just on Tuesday for my Gratitude Tuesday sessions, then you can actually go to blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture, and grace nurture is all one word. So that is blogtalkradio, all one word, .com/grace-nurture. And when you do that, you can, I will do that, Steve. I'll put the Blog Talk number in the chat before I leave this morning. But you can do that, and you can go and listen to all of those sessions. You go back, you pick the date. So if you're trying to find one of mine, or you're interested in maybe what some other people have to say, you have some fine gentlemen from all across the country. Brother Jones is from, well, they're definitely all across the country now. We all were kind of in the South for a while when Brother Marshall was setting it up. But as Brother Bradshaw has come on board, we've kind of spanned it out. I left Florida. Brother, I can't recall the guys that's there from on Thursday. Brother Griffin is now in Nebraska. Brother Jones is in Tennessee. So I think Brother Tunstall is there in Georgia. So you got kind of men from all over the country, so to speak, that are speaking to and addressing some of these issues and devoting themselves to put together these devotions. And so we're definitely grateful and thankful for them. And we're thankful for those of you who are joining me on Facebook Live. I was really pleased and celebratory and giving God glory because Brother Bradshaw for the Facebook part of this, my devotional video had 1,000 views, so 1,200 views, and it had never eclipsed 1,000 before last week. I'm not sure if it'll do that this week. It may all be related to the fact that it was a holiday weekend, but I definitely was encouraged by that and want to continue to see this word get out, and that's another reason why I mentioned your number, too, as well as the archival website, so that this ministry can continue to be perpetuated. So without any further delay, let me talk to you about what I'm set to talk about today. And that is, and those of you on Facebook, you already have gotten the heads up for it. Today is the first session where I'm going to talk about praying like a priest and not like a pagan. Praying like a priest and not like a pagan. So let me talk a bit today just about a very general and basic description of priest. in the Bible, in particular, with more so in the Old Testament, but really just under the Old Testament law, which did obviously spill into the New Testament as well. All priests are defined primarily, according to the Lexham Bible Dictionary, by their intercessory role. So priests acted as representatives of the divine to the people. Kind of, we get that. We'll kind of understand that pretty clearly. But also priests of God performed the role of being representatives of the people to the divine. So truly, there was a need for being an intercessor, where priests would perform sacrifices and maintain holy sites and implements and provide counsel and instruction. So when I think about that, the need to be an intercession means that there was some type of conflict or some type of issue that needed to be resolved. And ultimately, God, with the Mosaic Law, established the Levitical priesthood to be able to do that. So the priests were the primary purveyors of sacrifice for atonement that was necessary to be able to really commune with God. And the sacrifice served as a propitiation, as a substitute for the sins of the people, because God viewed sin like a debt that needed to be atoned for. So the intercessor, the priest, would offer those sacrifices, and with the blood that's shed, he would sprinkle the blood to purify the defilement caused by sin. And so the idea of when we think about the establishment of the Passover feast, the blood being sprinkled, I mean, that wasn't the only time in the Bible we saw blood being sprinkled. Priests essentially did it all the time when they made intercessions to God on behalf of the people by, number one, offering those sacrifices, praying the prayers, and sprinkling the blood as in an attempt to purify the land, because the idea of actually atoning didn't mean just asking for forgiveness, but there needed to be, with the atoning sacrifice, the idea of the sprinkling of blood, because blood was associated with life. And so there was a newness of life, a renewal, so to speak, a true atonement when the blood was sprinkled in that way. Pre-Mosaic age, before there was a Levitical priesthood, the Bible shares with us a model worshiper and believer by the name of Job. And so he, being a contemporary of Abraham, he did the following, which I've always found to be intriguing. And in fact, I'm going to be very honest with you. It probably was the part of the impetus for me doing this session, even though Job is not viewed as a priest, but he definitely prayed like one. Look at verse 4 of Job 1. Job's sons used to go and hold a feast in the house of each one on his day. So there were seven sons. So theoretically, Sunday through Saturday, there was a feast at each of Job's sons' houses. And they would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. When the days of feasting had completed their cycle, Job would send and consecrate them, and rising up early in the morning and offering burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "Perhaps my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did continually. Job really gives us kind of a preview of us, because obviously today we don't need a priest to intercede for us, but we are able to intercede for others, even though we're not officially representatives of God in the sense that a priest acted in that day. So after the Mosaic Age began, priests did similar sacrifices, and they were coupled with prayer. 1 Samuel 7, verse and 5, Samuel says, "Gather all of Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you to the Lord." And so we see in verse 9 of that same chapter, where the Samuel, who was a priest, by the way, took a suckling lamb and offered it for a whole burnt offering to the Lord. And Samuel cried to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. And if you look at that context where the Philistines had just stolen the Ark of the Covenant and they were in bitter war with the Israelites, Samuel needed to be an intercessor because indeed that Israel was in a undone state as far as their relationship with God, and Samuel needed to be the conduit to address that disconnect between the children of Israel and God. And so in future sessions, I will expand more on the role of the intercessory position of the priest. I'll speak to the New Testament reference to us being a royal priesthood, and how the Christian prayers contrast with that of the pagan prayers. I hope you guys are excited. If you're on Facebook, tell me about your excitement and what you're hoping to hear and to learn from this particular session. But I'm excited to be able to deliver it. And so thank you again for coming and being a part of it, whether you're on the phone or you're on the internet. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. Father, please allow it so that Debbie Carson's nephew, can indeed be comforted as a result of losing his father to cancer. Father, there are various others who I'm sure are in need of a prayer whose prayer requests are not being noted by me specifically. Please be with my daughter as she prepares to go back to New Orleans from Southgate today. There are others who probably are still traveling. There are others who are sick. There are others who are dealing with illness, dealing with poverty, dealing with homelessness, dealing with all kinds of issues. There are travelers on the road, truckers, and more common travelers as well. Father, just continue to be with all of us, motorists, truckers, all of us that are on the roads on this particular day. And Father, just continue to give us the strength and encouragement to be able to be what you would have us to be, do what you would have us to do, say what you would have us to say, and know that in our own way, we are representing you in all of those aspects. Continue to bless us and keep us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.